Three, two, one. Hello, everybody. It's your host, Purple Sunshine Moonbeam, here on the Fun Podcast, where we talk about fun things all the fun time. Today, here on the Fun Podcast, I have a very, very special guest with me, my best friend, Ivy Francis.
Hi, everybody. This is my radio voice. This is my podcast voice. I feel like my normal voice isn't very podcasty, but I really want to make sure to accentuate my S's and my P's. It's very ASMR. So here I am on the Fun Podcast with my BFF, Meg.
You mean Purple Sunshine Moonbeam?
Oh, crap. We got to start it over? People don't know your name?
No. We're good. I go by both, but they know me primarily.
Purple Sunshine Moonbeam.
Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
I will say I do like your sexy radio voice that you've chosen for tonight.
I might switch it up. I might switch it up if I'm feeling like it, but I'm just trying to keep the listeners' ears from bleeding. Just kidding.
I like that. That reminds me. The other day we were talking about accents.
Oh, no.
You mentioned Australian. Can you show us your Australian accent, please?
Good day, mate. I don't know if you want to hear. I don't know. Good day, mate. I don't know if you come from down under, but.
Okay, you can stop there. God. I want to apologize to all of our Australian listeners out there. We did not mean to be culturally insensitive in that moment.
Good day.
But we're just going to move on. So, Ivy, let's talk a little bit about what you've been up to this week.
I have a really poor memory, Purple Sunshine Moonbeam, so it's kind of hard for me to recount simple things like that.
Might I remind you?
I was sick.
That's true. You were sick. And who do you think got you sick?
I really think that it was Brady Law. Shout out to Brady for getting me sick because I sit next to her in class and I've ridden in her car. And it could have been you, Purple Sunshine Moonbeam.
It's true, folks. I was sick recently, but I feel like it wasn't me because it wasn't even like a sick thing. It was just like I had congestion in my chest and I felt completely fine. But I was just congested, so that's my excuse.
Yeah, I've been having a hard time trying not to cough in this podcast so that my listeners, you know, my fans don't hate me.
I appreciate that, but if you need to cough, please go ahead and cough.
I'm just kidding.
We're very cough-friendly here on the Fun Podcast. We like to keep it real, you know, authentic.
We keep it real, but keep it, you know, fun.
Exactly. Exactly. She gets it, folks. Maybe Brady will be on my podcast next.
We should ask her.
I bet she'd love it.
She would love it. Yeah, she's got a good voice for it, too.
So, I want to bring this up because it came up in my last podcast, and it's something I want to ask all of my guests from now on. Dinosaurs. All right. Mm-hmm. Were they real or were they fake?
The government planted fossils so that we would believe that there was, no life, or there was life before humans that wasn't humans messing it up. But what really happened was that humans messed up the planet once, and we're going back towards it. The only people that survived were Adam and Eve. All right, so I just made that up. So for real, I think that I am 150% sure, Maddie, that dinosaurs were real because there are fossils everywhere and they make sense with Pangaea. So that was also real. Thank you, science. Is everybody going to hear me swallow that loud?
It's quite possible, but really, my listeners are so great, they won't even mind.
Okay, thank you, listeners. Yeah, so dinosaurs were definitely real. I have no doubt in my mind, just like how the moon is real and the earth is round. Like, that's some stuff that people try to say isn't real because they're not educated. So, the earth's round, people. So any flat earthers that are listeners out there, sorry if I'm offending you, but I want you to go to any peer-reviewed source. I'm a science person.
I'm going to stop you there.
Yeah.
Because we're running a little off topic.
Oh,
we
crap.
Like to focus on dinosaurs here. And you made some really... You made some really interesting points about the dinosaurs, I will say. But...
We don't know if they had hair or not. I will throw that in there.
Touche. That's a valid point. But I will say that I have this idea. I'm not saying it's true.
Uh-huh.
I believe in God, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if maybe God put the fossils down there in the ground when he created the world just to freak humans out, just to make them, like, lose their crap a little.
All right. Well, let me tell you, I haven't lost my crap because I've never really seen a dinosaur, and I think that the videos that come from the idea of dinosaurs are kind of fun. So if he really did put them down there, capital H and he, then it was more of a fun time. It was like, let's make a job for archaeologists.
And, hey, there you go.
And
I like that.
Some cool movie ideas.
That is such a great point.
Mm-hmm.
I freaking love that. Honestly, I really do.
Land Before Time, baby. Long neck boy. What's his name?
What are you talking about?
Littlefoot.
I don't even think I watched that.
Are you kidding me?
I watched... something. Wait, what's that one with the dragons? Do you know the cartoon with the dragons? Where they, like, they have those, the two kids
Spyro.
Have the stones, and they go to dragon tales.
I wish with all my heart.
Yes.
To a land of heart and a land of heart.
That's, I always got that confused with Land Before Time, because dragon,
and
dinosaur.
And, yeah, they kind of look the same.
Yeah. That's what I used to watch. Man, throwback.
I wish with all my heart to go to a Latrit.
Okay, speaking of throwbacks, let's talk about what we used to watch as children. Because I actually don't think we've ever talked about that. I don't know what you watched in your childhood.
All right, I stand by this currently. Arthur's the best show.
Oh my god, I was gonna say that. Oh my gosh.
Arthur is... Let me tell you why.
Go for it.
Arthur has never been one of those stereotypical kids shows where it's like, we have to work together. We have to share. Everybody's sharing is caring. Treat your parents with respect. It's like, if your teacher's gay and gets married to a cat or whatever, it's fine. You can go to the wedding.
That was actually after my time.
I mean, yeah, that is after the time. But they were like... They were like, don't keep moldy food in your house, you know?
Yeah.
It was better. Don't hit your sister. It was better things to learn from, and there was always a really good message at the end versus just, like, basic, like, we had to work together.
That is such a great point. I was totally going to say Arthur as well because we didn't have cable.
Uh-huh.
So it was all freaking PBS. Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase.
Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah.
That,
I watched
what was
that.
The hacker? Was that his name?
Yeah.
And the motherboard?
The motherboard. Yeah.
What
did
else?
You ever play the video game?
No.
Oh, we gotta play that later then.
Oh my gosh, okay.
It's on, probably on pbskids.org or whatever.
All
you
right.
know, they've got games. There's like a Arthur one. There's an Arthur one that has like a bunch of mini games. There's one where you're a scuba diver. You have to like... go around, like, things and go to try and find the treasure. And when you find it, he dances. And there's one where, like, you're learning money with DW and you're buying things for your bear. And you do mini games to get money. And then you buy things and dress up a bear.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really fun.
So cool.
Cyber
okay.
Chase 1 is about recycling.
Of course it is.
So you find parts to, like, recycle.
Nice. That's
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah.
Well, I am having so much fun here on the Fun Podcast, and there's two things that you reminded me of that I want to talk about. Number one, Dora. I used to watch that. Did you used to watch that?
Yeah, but I thought she was a little dumb.
Can we talk, though, about the live-action Dora movie that is out currently?
I've never seen it. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
What do you think of it?
I think it's ridiculous. She's a freaking teenager. She has boobs. She goes to, like, a normal...
I don't know if you're allowed to say that on a podcast.
The B word?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, listeners. she has breasts.
Can God, I say breasts? That's say bosoms. I'm just kidding.
Her chest is developed. Look, we'll just put a little rating next to this one, okay?
Explicit.
I make the fun podcast. I make the rules.
Okay? Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Parents, if you're listening, I apologize. Hopefully your children are listening as well. Anyway, I'm very concerned about the live-action Dora, because I don't know what they were trying to get at there. She's a teenager.
She's not the same.
She's not the same.
She's just trying to find, like, whatever Swiper stole normally, and I don't know what the heck happens in this one.
I don't know the plot. I don't even... But all I know is that she's in public school, and she grew up doing her little Dora thing, and now she's living a normal life, and it just seems strange to me.
She's not the real Dora, let's be honest.
Exactly.
Okay, what was the other thing?
Number two, you mentioned scuba diving.
Oh, yeah?
And we have to talk about scuba diving.
Of course we do.
Because it's our thing.
It is. It's our shared thing.
So let's talk about it. What do you love about it?
I like that... all you can hear is your breath, like with all the bubbles, and then you hear the, and then blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Here, let me do some ASMR. Hold on. That's how it sounds.
For all of our sensitive listeners out there, we apologize if that triggered you.
We need to add explicit and trigger warning.
Yes. Scuba diving is so cool.
And what's your favorite part about it?
I love, like, seeing things underwater, obviously. I love just the whole experience, you know?
Yeah, we get to see a place that not many humans go.
And it's
because they can't. Because we can't breathe
there underwater. There was a time. That's right. There was a time when I didn't think I'd be able to do it. Like, when we first tried to get certified and I didn't pass,
mm-hmm.
I was, like, so, like, mentally freaked out by it. And the fact that, like, I overcame that and, like, I do it and it's amazing, like, mm-hmm. it's very special.
You've done it many times after that, yeah, many times
that's
since.
That's right.
It's really deep dives. We went down 90 feet. Thank you, bud, buddy. Bottom time buddy.
Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Super cool. Super cool. Okay. Moving on. I'm staring currently at our wall. And on our wall, we have some sheets of paper where we wrote out these lists and we hung them up. Do you want to talk about those?
We can talk about those, but do we really want the listeners to know everything?
No, we don't want them to know everything. We want to give them a general idea.
So the lists, so we put this brown paper up on our wall to see what we cared about in a life partner and identify things like that. And so
pick one and talk about it.
I put what did I even put? I want them to have good mouth movement. I guess that would be a fun one to talk about, because just for all the listeners out there, I want you to watch people talk and notice how rigid their lips get.
Mm.
And so when they get more rigid, I feel like you can tell that they're not going to be a very good kisser, because their mouth gets rigid, and also it's just like when they smile, it feels uncomfortable almost when their mouth is rigid like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, totally. Let's talk about mouths for a minute. Did you have braces growing up?
No.
You didn't have braces?
I thought you knew that.
Your teeth are so straight.
My mom says it's linked to breastfeeding and good genes.
Breastfeeding?
Yeah, apparently. And I never had a pacifier, you know, like in sucking gums. So it's like that. So breastfeeding is supposed to help. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right? Instead of having something kind of hard, it's like, excuse my language, a nipple is kind of softer.
Trigger
warning. Explicit.
Okay, that reminds me, because that was like a cool fact. I also learned a cool fact today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Worms have 6 hearts in them.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Well, are they spread out or are they contained together?
I think they're, like, spread out because
I was... So if you cut one of them off...
Well, that's the thing. I was fishing today. I went fishing and I had to, like, cut the worms.
Oh.
Like, in half, you know?
You cut
like,
them?
Pull on them?
You just straight up ripped worms today?
That's what you do.
Purple Sunshine Moonbeam... ripped worms in half today. I just want everybody to know that. All of her listeners, her fans. She's a worm ripper.
What's that group that, like, doesn't like animal cruelty?
PETA?
Yeah, they're gonna be contacting me now.
Yeah.
I know one of them, one of the PETA members listens to this podcast. I just know it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when you tear the worms, you know how they keep moving?
Yeah.
They have six hearts in their body. That's why. That's what my friend told me.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
That's really wild.
I learned another cool fact, but I don't remember what it was. And I was like, whoa, that's so cool. But I don't remember. I'll have to keep
thinking. You'll have to keep thinking. In the meantime, you can tell us one thing off of your list.
One thing off of my list of preferences I have in my life partner. Okay. Let's talk. Which one should I talk about? Wait, point again. Yes. I really, really would like to have a life partner who fixes things / kills things, and by killing...
like rips apart worms, maybe?
Kills by killing, I am referring to cockroaches, primarily, and also just, like... anything that needs to be killed that's about to, you know, hurt me. I don't know. I'm talking about bugs.
Bugs. So, me and Purple Sunshine Moonbeam live together now, and we lived together last year, and there was a time where we had many cockroaches running through the home, and we did not have enough sticky paper for them to get stuck on and die a slow, painful death. So instead, we'd have to squish them, which was probably more humane regardless. But do bugs even feel pain? That's a whole nother thing. Anyway.
I wish we'd brought that up sooner so we could really discuss
it. Really discuss it. Yeah, I'm taking cognitive ecology. I could have helped with that. Anyway, so we see this cockroach, and me and Purple Sunshine Moonbeam are trying to, like, tag team killing it. And so, like, I've got the broom, and I'm, like, chasing it towards her, which probably in hindsight she should have probably done. And she's got the shoe and needed to smack it, right? And it runs into her room, and then it runs, like, under her stuff. And she's screaming, it's gonna kill me! So she's very afraid of the bugs hurting her. And then she decided to get a toothbrush cover to make sure that they didn't crawl on her toothbrush.
That's right, I did.
She doesn't like bugs. She doesn't need bugs.
So, I don't need them.
So if there's any potential PETA. If there's any potential listeners out there that like killing cockroaches, and just get it done. Maybe not like killing. Maybe more of like will kill. You know, you don't want to like killing them.
Yeah, that'd be a little
strange. Will
kill.
Maybe you could fix, you know, a flat tire or two. You know, call our number.
Oh my gosh, that is such... I love that you mentioned flat tires because I actually brought that up today with my friend. Did you know that we all have spare tires hidden in our cars?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Was that the other fact?
I don't think that... No, that wasn't the fact.
It's in the
cool
trunk.
Fact. Or below your car.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that people have spare tires, but I didn't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought that was super cool, everybody.
You got a spare tire? If you have a car, you should have a spare tire. Unless you used it and didn't replace it. And then you're just kind of screwed.
That's
or
right.
If you get two flat tires at the same time, then you're also
super
screwed.
Super unfortunate.
I've had that happen.
No way.
Yeah, one time I was driving from Atlanta to UGA in Athens. And there was this big pipe in the middle of my lane on the highway as I was going 70 miles an hour, which is only 5 miles per hour over. But if cops are listening to this, my name is not Ivy. And so, yeah, so it was either swerve into cars or run it over, and I ran that thing right over, and it ruined my suspension and popped two of my tires, and I had to merge over four lanes to the shoulder through Atlanta traffic with two popped tires to save myself. Yeah.
That was intense.
And then I couldn't go to physics class. And then I had to, my insurance increased even though I didn't do anything. So if State Farm's out there listening, I want to say explicit word you. Yeah, I know. Because I didn't do anything wrong. I saved other people's lives.
That's really annoying, actually.
And I didn't, I did the best thing I could, and it's not my fault that there was a big pipe in a shaded area in the middle of the road.
Like a good neighbor.
State Farm is there to raise your insurance.
I have State Farm as well, actually.
Yeah, well, meh.
Yeah.
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 That's how I feel about them right now. They're very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel necessarily safer.
Do you have the app that you can, like, it'll, like, track your driving speed and you can get discounts if you use it?
What?
We'll talk over the podcast. Yeah. Well, it is almost time to end the fun podcast. I know, want, but my question for you is, do you have any final words you'd like to share with all of us?
My final words are going to be in my podcast voice. I'd just like to say shout out to my mom and my dogs. Shout out to Krusty Krab Kenya.
Go Kenya.
For always being there. She should be a guest on the show.
She totes will.
Also, shout out to Maddie for saying that she thinks that dinosaurs are 70% real.
I'm with you, honey.
Also, shout out. And lastly, shout out to Snickers. They make a great ice cream bar. I've been really into them.
You really have.
And take them away from me, please.
I'm allergic.
I guess you are, yeah. They say, hey, I'm not going to tell you what Purple Sunshine Purple Sunshine Moonbeam is allergic to, but I'm telling you, you better watch out. You better be nice to this lady.
Aw, thank you.
Because if I tell them, they might
try to poison me.
Poison you. Yeah, I've got Meg poison in the fridge. That's all I'm saying.
Nobody knew that kryptonite was Superman's kryptonite. Except, like, everyone.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But they couldn't tell he was Superman.
Which was why it was such an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because people knew.
That there was
kryptonite.
Where the heck they get it from, anyway. I didn't watch very much Superman, but anyway, thanks for having me on your show.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ivy.
I'm sorry to the listeners of this podcast. If you made it all the way through, you've probably handled a lot for me.
But I would say that it was fun. Because we're on the fun podcast.
And it was pretty fun. I had a pretty fun time. Lots of laughs, lots of good accents. So good night, mate.
Good night, Ivy. Well, we hope you all enjoyed the third episode of the fun podcast. And we cannot wait to see you again with our next guest speaker. And we hope you have a great and fabulous day or week or month or however long it takes for me to record the next one. Bye!
Bye!